What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Good morning, Paul. So is everybody kind of desensitized to the idea of a government shutdown? Are investors worried?
It doesn't seem to be. We're getting a market decline here a little bit this morning, but certainly all it's doing is taking away the gains that we got yesterday. But it doesn't seem to be a big concern. And when you look historically, when we get these shutdowns, the markets decline a little bit. Bonds actually do pretty well in this type of an environment, but it's an unknown as to when it ends. And we've had this happen under Trump's first administration, and it lasted about 30 days. So we'll see how long this lasts. It's the typical Washington. We do nothing for a long time and then panic. So we're not quite to the panic mode yet, but about 9 o'clock tonight we will be.
Now we're in the blame mode.
Yes.
As far as the Fed is concerned, they don't have a cohesive view right now, do they?
You listen to the Fed governors, and it's very much 9, 12, 15 different opinions as to what the economy is doing, what interest rates should be, what that amorphous neutral rate should be that allows the economy to grow without inflation. So it's very difficult situation right now when you're looking at GDP growth of 3%, inflation at 3%. And provided the government doesn't shut down, we'll get unemployment numbers on Friday, and those may actually be okay.
Explain the neutral rate. What is that?
I don't know if we have enough time for that. But really, all it is it is something that the Fed looks at. It's not anything that you can see. It is something that's inferred, and that is the rate at which inflation is stable and the economy and job growth is relatively stable as well. So it's changes with demographics, it changes with overall economy and economic growth. So it's not a fixed number that it's always 3.5%. The estimate right now is about 3.7. So with Fed funds rate at 4.25%, that's the argument that there should be some more rate cuts in the future.
So will the jobs report really determine what the Fed will do?
If we get it on Friday, with the government shutdown, then all the economic data goes away. But assuming that we get it on Friday, it's going to be an important report. And I think when we look at it, they're estimating at about 50,000 new jobs, which I think may be the new normal with immigration essentially zero. Wage growth is going to be the key, and wages are what allows the consumer to continue to spend. And we've seen wage growth at 3.5-4%. That has actually been a very good number relative to inflation. So that's allowing spending to continue at a pretty good pace.
The Fed has not changed their target rate for inflation, right? 2%?
2%. It's always out in that future. They've had a 2% target that they're going to reach in 2 years, and they've had that for the last 4 years. We're still not there, and it doesn't look – we're kind of stuck at this 3% level, and that's what's giving some investors at least a little angst.
Technology stocks still doing well, although as you point out in your newsletter, small stocks are up, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good quarter, not a bad year for small stocks. They've been under the radar for quite a long time. They have generally benefited with lower interest rates under the thought that, they're not out in the capital markets like Apple, Microsoft raising all kinds of money. They have to go through the banking system in general. So for them, lower interest rates do help, allowing them to either refinance or issue new debt.
And the S&P 500, good numbers, and most of that AI related.
It is AI related. Yeah, it's the top stocks, and it's been that way all year. When you take a look at the equal weight return for the year is a little less than half of what the S&P 500 is. And there's been some studies done this year that 80% of the earnings gain is from those top AI stocks. So the rest of the market still struggling, but certainly AI is the place to hang out. Valuation certainly stretched, but that's been the fun part of the market.
Paul Nolte, natural intelligence, not artificial. Thank
exactly.
you, as always. Talk to you next week.
Thanks.